This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, we are in hour number two. And something must have happened. Something must have happened. So let me take this first segment. Let me just talk about AR-500 armor. Just in case something changes and we get back to where we're supposed to be. AR-500 armor right now is, they're sort of at the apex of armor sales. Their price point is ridiculous. I mean, for like soft armor, some of their soft armor panels, the level 3A soft armor panels, are crazy. Crazy. They sell these bundles. They're always running something on special. And it's not just they carry all kinds of pouches and lights and holsters. They have something called the level 3 lightweight UHM WPE body armor, which is rifle plates that float. 3-pound rifle plates. They have steel body armor that, although I get criticized, I've been criticized by some of these military types. I never got issued armor when I was in the military types. So if I get out there and say, well, hey, you've got a supply chain that's going to get that armor back for you, and you come in and tell me, well, hey, you still got to pay for it. Well, that never occurred back in the 80s. You guys are getting a sort of a raw deal. I hate to tell you that. But with steel armor, you don't have to worry about that quite so much because it's not going to shatter when you throw it into the back of your vehicle after a nice training session during the day. And they have all, well, let's look at the Condor sale. What is the Condor sale? Well, they got the Testudo Gen 2 plate carrier, which is the one I run. It comes with a basic loadout, which is a holster, two rifle pouches, and two pistol magazine pouches. Two rifle magazine pouches, I'm sorry to tell you that. And you also get, let's see, it comes with two rifle plates as well, $199. $199 for basically the complete plate carrier and the plates. $200. That's called the basic loadout. And, you know, if you look at the reviews, they're just, you know, crazy good. I mean, the plate carrier that I carry, the Testudo, is perfectly built for me. And then again, they've got another one. Now, this is the one that if you want to carry one around with you and you're looking for something you may need to throw on in a pinch, you may be wanting to look at the Veritas. Now, I was part of the contingent of media people that introduced the Veritas and the Testudo 2 during Black Friday of 2017. Here we have the Testudo with the basic loadout, which is the ammo pouches, the pistol carrier, and two plates for $195.20. I mean, I laugh about that because the armor plates, anywhere else you would go. Well, first of all, plate carriers, let's talk about the plate carrier. Their closest, the one that is closest to them as far as the way they try to bundle things and put things together. the plate carrier alone that they bundle this stuff with is $400. So it's twice the price of the entire package, just the plate carrier alone. Now that should give you an idea of how good this is. The steel plates come with all kinds of spall coverings and everything else. It's these will serve you well in the field. And the now, if you go and you get the level 3 plus light, which is the ones I carry, these plates weigh 6 pounds each. Now, they're twice as heavy as the floating plates, but they're, you know, half the weight of the original plates they were putting back out. When, back in 2012, when they were starting, their plates weighed 14 pounds each. So, they figured out how to increase the protectiveness of their plates, and while at the same time, take those and make them cheaper and lighter. And that's just not something you can just, you know, do. This took a whole lot of R&D and everything else. And to make them get to the point of the point of being able to turn these out as fast as they do. The Veritas, which I think is a very good plate carrier, but one, because of its size. It's very small. Two, it is a modular plate carrier. And they took a whole bunch of feedback and a whole lot of evaluation from their base, from their customer base as a body armor manufacturer. So they look for every desirable feature, and they put that all together in a finely crafted, cost-effective modular system that has no compromise. And they were surprised by it. I was surprised by it. I've got one sitting here right across from me about 3 feet away. This is a very good plate carrier, and it is very inexpensive. And it's very small. This is something you can throw into a, you know, a standard backpack. Well, I say a standard backpack. Think a three-day backpack, if you will. This is not what you're going to, you know, this is not for work, unless you carry a three-day backpack as your work backpack, but You get the impression. You get my meaning. Modularity is the basis for this, and that's what makes this particular plate carrier as good as it is, because it is this modular. Now, mine is not set up with a cummerbund, but it comes with a cummerbund, or I got the cummerbund to go with it. My Testudo is a full plate carrier, cummerbund, everything, all kinds of real estate to stick everything on it. This is some good stuff. And I am very, very, very happy to be a part of their ecosystem. And if you go look at the front page, you'll see a video by me from back from November of 2017, where I introduced this to you. Or I was one of them that introduced it to you. So, not only that, they have medical kits. They have fitness and training vests where you can run around with weights already on you, although I'd just go ahead and buy the plate carriers and run with that. All kinds of accessories to include handheld lights, weapon mantle lights, headlamps, slings, hearing protection, pouches galore, targets. We don't talk very much about their targets, but they have some of the best steel targets out there today. Very well priced, you know, starting at $29 for a half-inch steel target, 8-inch gong. You can be just like Hickok and shoot the gong. Stands, they've got the stands, they've got it all. So check them out at AR500Armor.com. There is a reason this is the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, because I have latched on and connected with the superlative in the body armor industry that supplies armor to patriots, to civilians, to the Minutemen. I enjoy it every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm still sort of tickled about. We're still trying to find Zach from AR 500 Armor, but we got to move on. We don't have the time to. We don't have the time to wait. We will get him another day. I think I know where the next battleground in the gun debate may be. You see, the federal excise tax on guns hasn't changed since 1919. The problem we have here is that we have this demographic and changing consumer behavior thing that's slowly nibbling away at our culture, our gun-owning culture. I believe that we have seen the high watermark for that culture, and it may be receding now, unless the millennials really come along. But it is receding slowly, and I do emphasize slowly. Now, and we're going to discuss this next, simply because I had seen this and I never listened to it. I never wanted to consider this, but there are those that are trying to put us on the same path to oblivion as cigarettes and soda. All of this has less to do with who's in Congress and how much cash the NRA is stuffing into lawmakers' pockets, and more to do with something that's harder to see, and the fact that the gun base in the United States skews male, white, rural, and somewhat lesser educated. In some cases, that's what they tell us. I think that's actually changed. It is actually changing in a lot of cases. Now it's turning into females, more highly educated. Now, the good part of it is this. Because the millennials are coming on board, that means that the rapidly urban people of today are getting completely, they want guns. Females want guns because the majority female population is inbound. The more educated people want guns. The less white people want guns. Now, there have been recent demographics that have come out of the Pew Research Center, and they claim this, and you can take this for whatever you think it should. You should take it. This is just something I saw, and I'm giving it to you the way they're saying it, simply because, you need to know this. You need to know it. This is a very slow erosion in the Pew Research Center's viewpoint. But they also feel like the political base that pushes that will also erode as well. So sort of like water running downhill. This is the natural order of things, so they are saying. And if you take this as reality and you layer it on top of another one, namely the ongoing fiscal pressure that states and cities across the country face all the time, this could suggest to somebody who's looking and saying, well, hey, where can we find more revenue? Well, guns and ammunition could increasingly be seen as an undertapped source of revenue. Now, there are precedents for this. Tobacco, a ubiquitous product half a century ago, gradually became politically easier to target and tax as demographics and changing consumption patterns gradually weakened a once all-powerful and unassailable industry. This culminated in a massive 1998 agreement between tobacco manufacturers in 46 states, 5 U.S. territories, and D.C., in which the industry agreed to pay billions of dollars a year to those jurisdictions. Those costs were generally just passed on to the declining number of Americans who smoke, which explains why cigarette taxes are always going up, because there's fewer and fewer people smoking. The revenue is addictive to these states. It is as addictive as nicotine to these states, which needs every penny they can get. And, of course, this is all on top of the current federal tax of $1 per 20 pack of cigarettes. $1 per. This isn't to say that the firearms industry isn't taxed already. Of course, it is taxed already, but taxes generally haven't budged in a long time and are narrowly applied. So there's a federal excise tax of 10% on handguns and 11% on long guns. for the import and production of firearms and ammunition, but this hasn't changed since the tax was first implemented literally a century ago. And you may be surprised to know that only two states, per a RAND Corporation analysis, impose special taxes on guns and ammo above and beyond standard sales taxes. And those, surprisingly, you were probably thinking, New York and California. No. That's what I thought. Pennsylvania and Tennessee. The former tax on a $3 surcharge on firearms, while the latter has a 10-cent tax for use, possession, and sales of shotgun shells of metallic cartridges. That consumption taxes for guns and ammo, beyond normal sales taxes, are generally rare, reflects two forces. That the political base for the industry remains solid and basic economics. If taxes were raised, an individual could theoretically just drive to a cheaper state or jurisdiction to make the purchase. But logic has limits. How far would someone be willing to drive to save, you know, how much time are you willing to spend just to save a few bucks? But most states do tax gun owners in other ways that they can't be avoided as easily through licensing and permit fees. Everything from safety classes to concealed carry permits, taxed at varying rates and permit lengths. Steady source of revenue. It's politically easier to raise revenue this way, which is why most states do. These fees are likely to keep inching up in the years ahead. Definitely going to be the case in the blue states. Some gun owners say such taxes are an infringement on their Second Amendment rights. Defenders claim that, like tobacco and alcohol, guns can sometimes incur broader costs upon society and therefore must be paid for through usage and consumption fees. And both points of view have merit. This often acrimonious debate will never end. Meanwhile, RAND economist Rosanna Smart says here's where the above-mentioned changes in demographics come into play. Because as the people who want stricter regulations start to dominate the population, they can get more of these laws or tax changes passed, and then it will become politically feasible. So this is the future, as some of these think tanks see it. This is what they think is going to be the next thing to come along. What do you think? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. That little part, sort of, I would say that it makes me a little depressed, but at the same time, not so much, because this is a forecast, and we hear forecasts all the time. Now, that little ditty was brought, that whole little report came from a website called MarketWatch. So, and you know, just to get an idea of where they lean, I decided to look at some of their other little ditties they had. And here we have an opinion by a guy named Paul Brandis. And he gives us this, that, you know, you may not think that guns and cigarettes and sugar have much in common, but they do. They're all big killers. He is kind enough to point out that guns are the smallest of these. And slowly but surely, Americans have been at various speeds and in various ways turning away from them. The thing about guns, and in the United States today, there's about 2.5 million, and I don't want to say not natural deaths, because the number one leading cause of death in the United States today is heart disease. Heart disease, about, you know, 600,000-700,000 people a year, followed very closely by cancer, which is then followed very closely by medical misadventure. And those three things, right, account for more than half of the deaths in the United States today, of the 2.5 million that we go through per year. Medical misadventure to me seems like something that could be prevented. It seems like we should be able to prevent medical misadventure, but, that may not be the case. time will tell on that one. You know, as we get out there and we're looking at things and saying, well, you know, here's a source of revenue and here's another source of revenue and we could do this. How about if we start looking at some of these, you know, deaths? Can we look at the deaths? Can we do something about the deaths? Because what they're trying to do with guns right now, they've tried this before with Operation Choke Point. They tried to make them unfun. They tried to make them undesirable. Now they're trying to tell you that, you know, like cigarettes and sugar, these things will kill you. When it comes to guns, here's the broad point. For all of the anger on the left about Republicans who are in the pocket of the NRA, there's some things that the gun lobby does not control. Now, they're trying to say that with guns, what's going to happen with guns is that guns will go the same way as cigarettes and sugar. I'm not really sure that sugar has gone the way they say it's gone, to be honest with you, because, you know, when I go down a supermarket soda aisle, that thing is booming. And they got to have people there all day long to keep it restocked. And I know they've changed the ingredients and everything else. Giving up soda after I had the heart attack was one of the harder things I've ever done. It was easier to go through getting rid of cigarettes. Now, I don't drink soda. The closest thing I come to a soda is sparkling water. My one vice that I still have today is coffee. Now, they're saying that, as is the case with cigarettes, which are a habit, and they are addicting, and they will kill you in time, and sugar, which is, you know, how much real sugar are we actually getting? How much real sugar are we actually consuming in anything today with all of the artificial sweeteners and everything where everybody's tried to circumvent sugar? Where did that happen? And that's okay. I still try to stay away from all of it. What they're saying is that the trends of the past 10 to 20 years showing, you know, cigarettes were once a booming industry. Everybody from the South that comes from politics, at one point their family was involved in the tobacco industry. So, That's the thing. You know, so that was so prevalent back then, and now it is so taboo, and if you're a cigarette smoker, you can't even smoke in your own house, you can't smoke in your own garage, you can't smoke in a whole lot of stuff. So they believe that in the next 10 or 20 or 30 years, guns will go that way as we become more urbanized and some other things. Of course, these are people that are writing based solely upon this idea of all things being equal. But they give us some comparisons, some interesting comparisons. In 1965, about 42% of adults smoked. As of 2014, 17% do. That's a decline of 0.5 percentage point per year. Now, tobacco is still the cause of 480,000 deaths per year. But part of that is going to be heart disease, and part of that is going to be cancer. But they say, look at how many lives have been saved by the slow but steady rejection of cigarettes, which, for the left, I always wonder, why do they want to save our lives? Because they also want to decide when we die. Then we go into sugar on a year-by-year basis. It's also hard to discern the growing trend against sugar, linked to everything from heart disease, diabetes, and tooth decay. Sales of carbonated beverages hit a 30-year low in 2015, which that may be the truth, but I can't tell it around here. Coca-Cola is still, it's still going up slightly since they hit a market low in March of 2009. But, you know, that's all beside the point. They believe that they're going to take this research. And what I believe is this. I believe that knowing this, what their intention is, what they believe what they're saying about guns sort of, you know, gives their hand away. it gives their hand away. So they end with this. They predict that in the coming years, the firearms industry will gradually come under increasing pressure because they believe the gun base is going to erode while they're not looking at the new people taking up guns. They are already seeing this in several blue states. And they attribute it to taxes on guns and ammo, but they don't. They're not attributing it to anything public policy-wise. That's the problem. If they make it so, so difficult to own a gun, probably people that actually want to own guns probably end up moving. Yeah. They probably end up moving. And that's fine, I guess. So, this is what it's going to come down to. If you were listening last night, you know that I have been talking to Roger Katz at Arbalest Quarrel about this idea that we exist in a state of civil war right now today. I believe we do. I believe we do. If you don't believe we do, that's fine. I hope you're right. I hope I am wrong. But we've got two United States happening now. We've got the blue United States, and we've got the red United States. We've got the United States where every little iota of your life is regulated, and we've got states where it's a little more free. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I found out now that Zach got pulled into a meeting. They've got some new stuff coming out at AR 500 Armor. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that another time. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Robert Young, Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And we're going to talk about these two yahoos, Garen Wintemute and Hemingway, Mike Hemingway. Just because I don't like them, and I want some input. So then we have that coming up in the next hour, though. But I digress. Have you ever seen that movie, The Bodyguard, with Kevin Costner and the late Whitney Houston? You know, when he's when he can't see his target, but he when he's in the snow. He can hear his target, so he decides to close his eyes and take his shots then. I've never shot with my eyes closed. I have shot weapons that were so violent that they made my eyes close involuntarily because I was just, you know, flinching from it. And I mean, I'm just being honest with you. It made me, I was flinching hard. But there are some people out there, some trainers, that understand. It's a little trick some of these instructors will use to get shooters on target quickly when they're having problems, but they don't have the time to work with every shooter on the line as much as they'd like to. Which is, you know, interesting. Now, according to a couple of instructors I know, when they actually show this trick and do this trick, the part that they teach them is something they keep using this trick for the rest of their lives. And the problem is this technique is that it works so well shooting paper, it is almost guaranteed to fail in a life and death shooting situation. And that's the closing one eye while shooting. Now, you're probably saying, Bill, I do this already. This causes an almost immediate improvement in accuracy for about half of all shooters, but it creates big challenges down the road if they ever end up needing to shoot under stress. The problem is that when you're under stress, it's very hard to close one eye. The brain wants both eyes open so it can detect threats better in a wider field of view. And there's a paradox here, the fact that people tend to have tunnel vision under stress, but there's an even bigger reason, the peripheral vision at play. The second reason is the biggest. The brain processes visual images roughly 20 to 30% quicker with both eyes open than with one eye closed. And in a fight for your life, seeing 20 to 30% quicker is gigantic. But then there's a problem with shooting with both eyes open. It can be confusing trying to figure out whether to use the image from the right eye or the left eye or a combination of both. When you shoot with both eyes open, depending upon your vision, it can get a little tricky. You can get a blurry target. You can get some clear front sights. You can get some fuzzy rear sights. None of that is right or wrong. It's just the reality of what some people may see. Some shooters see two targets, one front sight and one rear sight. Others see two of everything or one of everything. Some people don't see a shadow image at all, and other people see two images of equal intensity. Everybody is different. So instead of working with 10 to 20 shooters individually trying to figure out how to help them, instructors just have them shut one eye. It's quick, it's easy, and it works until it doesn't. Because if you always shoot with one eye closed and your brain won't let you close an eye in a life or death situation, you're going to have to figure out how to do both eyes open shooting on the fly when the stakes are at their highest. That's a great way to guarantee a suboptimal outcome. Now, fortunately, everybody can learn to shoot with both eyes open. Most people can start doing it very quickly. When I'm shooting in combat drills, like when I go to the range with JT and I'm shooting, trying to be fast and send the wall of lead down, because I figure if I'm shooting that fast, then maybe dude isn't going to be able to shoot back at me. Both eyes are open. I'm doing point shooting at that point. I'm looking to see the edge of the slide disappear and just see the front sight and the back of the slide and nothing in between it. Only hits are going to count, so I do have to be fairly steady with that shooting. But I'm hitting in the upper body. I'm hitting in the upper mass. Now, if I'm going to shoot trying to hit something in particular the size of a quarter, then I'm helped if two things are happening. I'm really helped if the sights are really dialed in, and then I'm going to close one eye. And that's because that's the way the neurology works for me. I can differentiate the training between running a combat sort of set up and then versus getting out there and trying to shoot for accuracy. Now, when you close one eye, you're going to see a 20% improvement in accuracy, even though you're using the same gun, same grip, everything else, because you're getting rid of one of those ghostly images. The only change is how quickly and accurately your brain is combining and interpreting the visual input, rather. And averages have held with shooters who have healthy eyes, bifocals, trifocals, transitions, monovision, stigmatism, and more. So if you've ever had a challenge shooting with both eyes open, well, first of all, you're not alone. Second of all, do this. Next time you use up a roll of paper towels, I want you to save the center tube, look at something and the distance, 20 feet to 50 yards, and put the tube in front of your non-dominant eye. And try to switch back and forth between which eye you're using so that you're switching from tunnel vision to seeing everything. And if you need to, try partially closing one eye at a time until your brain prioritizes the other eye. And you only need to do this 1-2 minutes at a time, a few times a week. And this is going to help train the brain to use the eye that you want it to use instead of deciding on its own or combining images from both eyes. But yeah, closing one eye. which when I, you know, when I saw that, I was just thinking, wow, this has got to be phenomenal. Except it isn't. It's something I do already. Sometimes you just, you're sitting there and you just want to find that magic panacea where it's going to take care of everything, and then you find out you're doing it all along. It is an enormous letdown. Or at least I think it is. I think it is. But hey, when I'm training in the self-defense context, and when JT yells gun at me and I have to draw and get the gun up and start firing, I'm not aiming. I'm lining up the gun. The back of the gun is lined up with the cleft of my chin. It is out front in both hands. I am either doing a sort of a modified Weaver or maybe a modified moving isosceles, but I'm not sitting there, you know, posing. I'm not sitting there posing, trying to look good. I'm trying to get in a position. I'm trying to maintain the same trigger pull as I'm trying to send a bunch of rounds downrange at one time. This is what I'm trying to do. And I'm getting ready to start a new adventure on a striker-fired gun, too. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I had to, and maybe I'll tell you, in the next hour after we get done with Dr. Robert Young, I will tell you what I've had to do as I'm getting ready to go to this Jaeger class. And, but I'll also tell you what I've got coming up. Because I've got a little happy confluence that has occurred in front of me. And we will talk about that when we get back. When we get back, we're going to lead off with Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Talk about Garen Wintemute, who you've heard me talk about, and old Mr. Hemingway from Harvard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.